Good afternoon, everybody. One of the mitzvahs of Pesach night is the mitzvah of Sivrtis Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah to speak about the Exodus, and I want to speak about one specific idea. Before I get to that, I think it's important to know that the point of Sivrtis Mitzrayim, speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, is exactly that. Talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Something I emphasize to my shul every single year, that, you know, all the very nice pshatim and the Haggadah are very, very nice, and the gematrias, but if you don't talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're not mekayem the mitzvah. So there's a lot of nice stuff on the Haggadah that you can say a whole Pesach, 7 days, you know, before Pesach. When it comes to Pesach night, Leil HaSeder, it's very important to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt, and all those stories that are involved. What I speak about today is one specific aspect of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that is the aspect of what exactly are you supposed to speak about? So if you look at source number one, in Siman Tav Pei Aleph Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch points out that Chayiv Adam Lasok Behochas HaPesach Yetzias Mitzrayim. So a person is obligated to be involved in the halachas of Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim. So in other words, the Shulchan Aruch points out that not only do you have to speak, are you supposed to speak about the story, you're supposed to discuss the halachas, the laws of matzah, the laws of chametz, the laws of maror, the laws of korban Pesach. And at first blush, it seems to be a very, very strange halacha. Why? Because the whole point, you'll see in a second, for the Seder night, the whole point of Seder night is in order to strengthen our amunah. And therefore, we speak about the story, as we'll see in a second, we speak of the story strengthens our amunah. However, why should we be involved in learning Hilchos Pesach? How does that help? How does that reinforce our amun, our belief in God? If you take a moment just to look at the Ramban, I believe it's the source number five. The source number five, the Ramban, at the very end of Parshas Bo. The Ramban at the very end of Parshas Bo is a very, very important Ramban. It's probably one of the more important Rambans in the Torah. And Ramban asks, why is it that there's so many mitzvahs, so many commandments connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the answer is because at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the time of the early days, many people did not believe in God, and therefore, and that belief somehow or another was transferred over to some level to the Jewish people. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and performed all those miracles, and he took the Jews out of Mitzrayim, so at that moment, he showed the world that he was involved, that he is involved in the world, he created the world, and he runs the world. And that's, the Ramban says, L'chein yomer ha-kosev v'mosim, and this reason, by the most and the wonders, it says, L'man teida ki ani Hashem v'kerav aretz. I am Hashem in the midst of the land. L'horos, to teach us about the hashkacha, how HaKadosh Baruch oversees the whole land. Ki lo azav osa, thank you. Ki lo azav osa, because he did not forsake us, l'mikrim kedaitam. Things happen by chance. And therefore, the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the 10 plagues, L'man Teda, to know that the land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And then he goes on in the second paragraph, and because God does not perform open miracles like that in every generation, okay, because that for every Russia or Kofar, for every wicked person to see, so for that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, wanted us in every generation, every year, every day, to remind ourselves of these miracles. And therefore he said we should be constantly reminded of these miracles and give over to our children, our children's children, and until the last generation. And it's so important, and because of that, we're forbidden to eat chametz on Pesach, which involves the chiyuv of kares. We're excommunicated. We don't, in days of the base of Mikdash, if you would not be offer a korban Pesach, the Paschal sacrifice, you're also, you were excommunicated. And the reason why is for us to realize how important this belief, which is reinforced Pesach night, of Amuna believing in our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he says, for that reason, there's so many mitzvot, there's tefillin, there's mezuzah, there's so many mitzvot that remind us of leaving its Mitzrayim in order so we should not forget what happened, and no one should have an opportunity to deny that God runs the world. And therefore the point of Pesach night, which the whole night is the focus of Mitzrayim, is to go ahead and to reinforce our belief in God, that God created the world and God runs the world. That being said, so I understand why there's an obligation to go ahead and to review the story, to hear all the great miracles that happened, to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, helped the Jewish people, how God took us out when we formed a nation. But why should we be involved in learning Hilchos Pesach? How do the laws of Pesach really reinforce our belief in God? That's the basic question of the class. And this is a halacha which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Shulchan Aruch did not make this up. This actually comes from various chazals. In source number 2, the chazal, the Tosefta, he says you're not supposed to eat after the Korban Pesach in order to last the Korban Pesach. And then any dessert, candy, nuts, dates. And then it says again, Chayiv Adam Lasok. And here it does not say in the Tosefta, the Sefer is Mitzrayim. Here it says, Chayiv Adam Lasok, Hilchos Pesach. Doesn't even mention Sefer, just mentions Halachos Pesach. So why does Tosefta only mention Hilchos Pesach? And if you look at source number three, that Maisa Barabbi Gamliel Vizakain and other Tosefta, Shayu Mesubim Beis Baisus Ben Zonim Belud, they were spending the Seder in Lud. Vayoskin Behilchas Pesach, Kol Alayla. They didn't realize that it was daytime because the windows were covered up. And then they removed the ward that was covering the windows. All of a sudden they saw, oh my gosh, it's daytime. And they went to the Beis Medrash. Fascinating. Not only they went to the shul, they went to the Beis Medrash. And if you look at source number 4, so he says source number 4 also, similarly, Ma Edus Vachukim, Rabbi Lazar Omer, how do you know if you're a Chabur or a Chacham, a Talmidim, that you have to be involved in Hilchos Pesach until Chatzos? Lekach Nemar Maho Edus. So again, there's a difference of opinion whether or not you're supposed to, you know, the mitzvos of Pesach night are only until midnight or until dawn, and this mechilta is according to the opinion that you're involved in Yonei Pesach until Chatzos. And he says again, Hilchos Pesach, not the story, Hilchos Pesach. So not only do we have a question of why is there a mitzvah to learn the laws of Pesach, the question on the Chazal, the words of the Chachamim, that only mentioned idea of Hilchos Pesach. Is that? What? It could be referring to Korban Pesach. I don't know, but I don't. In other words, it could be referring to that. But again, it's the same. It could be because Hilchos Pesach, but it's not necessarily the way I think it's understood. They understood that when you learn any of the halachos. So it could be, but the question is why? What's the point? Okay. So that's to understand that idea of learning the halachas. Based on this halacha, that you're supposed to learn certain halachas on Pesach night, there is another halacha, and that's in source number 6, a very famous halacha. Source number 6, the Torah tells us, Uman de Tzachile, a person who is very thirsty after the Seder. Says less lay reshusa le mishta chamra. He has no reshus to drink wine, and lamaya only water. V'chein, remember back in the days of the Rishonim, the days of the Gemara, wine was a drink of choice. You can't drink wine after the Seder. V'chein kasef hakol hagaonim, and so wrote the Gaonim. You're not allowed to drink wine after the Seder. V'teima, and he asked the question minale. The halokomer le maftirin lachar pesach hakoman anish lochel. It says you can't eat after afikoman. Where did the Gaonim come up with this idea that you can't drink wine after afikoman? Aval mishti shari, and he says, and the minig is not to drink wine. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains what's the reason, because since you're supposed to be involved the whole night in Hilchos Pesach, his Mitzrayim, and Talnisim lefos until you fall asleep, and we're afraid that if you go ahead and you drink, you might become drunk and you might bring on your sleep earlier, might not be, you not be able to be involved. So therefore, chayiv adam lasok hilchas pesach Yisrayim. So not only is there this halacha to learn hilchas pesach after the seder, because of this halacha, you're not allowed to drink wine because you're supposed to be involved until you fall asleep. And either we're afraid if you drink, you might fall asleep prematurely, or you won't be involved in hilchas pesach. And for that reason, there is this halacha. The Rush, then this halacha in the Torah is based on source number 7. Source number 7 quotes the Ram, the reason why you can't drink is because a person has to be involved in the whole night in Hilchas Pesach in Mitzrayim, and therefore we're afraid that if you drink, you're going to get drunk. And they quote Tosefta that you're not allowed to go ahead and you have to be involved in the whole Hilchas Pesach a whole night. So I'd like to understand this halacha, what's based on, what is the point of it. Now I saw actually, and I think well said, Rav Asher Weiss pointed out that, let's say for example, a person comes to the Seder and he says, he pulls out of his Seches Pesachim and he learns the fifth parak, the sixth parak, the seventh parak, the eighth parak, all the Korban Pesach, ninth parak. So you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. What do you mean? It says Hilchas Pesach. He says, no, Hilchas Pesach is something extra to see, because how can you say that Hilchas Pesach takes the place of retelling the story? We're supposed to tell the story. You have to tell exactly what happens. We have to understand what Halach is. I also want to point out one more thing. If you go, before we get to the Rambam, if you look at all these sources, so rather just in addition to the fact that there's not a chiyuv d'oraisa to learn the halachos, so if you look at all the sefer mitzvos, and I didn't put obviously all on the sheet, the Rambam of course, which is on the sheet, the sefer achinuch, the smag, the bahag, all of them do not mention this halacha of learning hilchas pesach. They only discuss the halacha of learning the sipur, as should be, because that's what reinforces the emunah. So therefore, obviously, the halachos of Pesach, learning halachos Pesach, is something in addition to the sipur. I'd like to understand what that is. All right, so that is in terms of that. But one more point is that if you look at all these halachos are not talking about learning at the Seder. If you look, the Shulchan Aruch, seems to be implying after the Seder. In Siman Tav Pei Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, after the Seder is over, you're supposed to be involved in the mitzvah Sipur Tzius Mitzrayim. The Tosefta points out you're supposed to be involved kol halayla. Seems to imply kol halayla, something extra to the Seder. And as a matter of fact, the Mechilta doesn't say you start learning Hilchos Pesach from Shkia, from Pesach Chavim. It says you're supposed to be involved Hilchos Pesach at Chatzos. So it seems even from Lashon of the Tosefta and the Mechilta that the halacha of learning Hilchos Pesach only applies after the Seder. Okay, so let's put that to the side. And now I want to deal with the Rambam. The Rambam does not mention any place a chiyuv, an obligation to learn Hilchas Pesach at the Seder night. Does not mention any place. If you look at the source number 8, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh, it's a positive commandment, the Rambam says, Shal Torah, L'safir v'nisim v'niflaos, Rambam says the mitzvah to speak about the miracles that happened on Pesach night to our forefathers on the 15th of Nisan, Shenemar, Zachar Yom Hazeh, Asher Yotzasim Mitzrayim, Kemo Shenemar, Zachar Yom Shabbos. Remember this day, just like we're supposed to remember Shabbos. And I'd like to actually discuss the connection between Zechira Shabbos, remembering Shabbos, and remembering leaving Mitzrayim. Hopefully we'll come to that. And the Sender Rambam says, and how do you know it has to be Bilel Chamishiyasar? He says, and if you don't have a child there, even great Chachamim, he says, have to be Mesafish is Mitzrayim. The Rambam does not say any word about learning Hilchos Pesach. Not one word. If you look at Halacha Bet in source number 8, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Ladia Levanim, you have to tell the children, even if they don't ask, Shenemar, even the child doesn't ask, you have to tell them, Shenemar Vegat Levincha, and Lefidaito Shel Ben Avim Melamdo, according to this, to the ability of the son, the father teaches him. If he's a katan, or he's not so smart yet, you say, my son, we're all slaves in Mitzrayim, like this maidservant, like this slave, and Hashem redeemed us. And he was a Ben Gadol V'Chacham, So he says, "Bimhoya ben gadol v'chacham, who is capable of learning Hilchos Pesach, all the lamdas, all the scholarly books which deal with dalachos." He still says, "Modia mashirolam mitzrayim, v'nisim shenachna de Moshe Rabbeinu akol v'idaz shalben." The Rambam says, just tell him what happened. The Rambam totally ignores the Tosefta, the Mechilta, the idea that you're supposed to go ahead and teach the laws of Pesach, and learn the laws of Pesach the Pesach night. If you look at source number 9, in source number 9, the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, he says, "V'amitzvah ha'kuf nun zayin," and basically, the gist of what he says, all the books that codify mitzvah say the same thing. "Hu hishet sivanu, we'll come back to that. According to the best of your ability, the Mesaper. And anything that you're able to add the mimer, and you're able to go ahead and to elaborate in what Hashem did to us, and what the Mitzvah did to us, he says, the evil, how they hurt us, he says, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took revenge upon them, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the best. The Rambam again does not say a word about learning the halachas. And we have to understand. So the Rambam obviously ignores the Tosefta, he ignores the Mechilta. Not that he ignores, he doesn't codify it. And it could be because since the Bavli does not mention it, the Rambam does not mention it. However, and we have to understand the Rambam, but understand what the Rambam's opinion is. Why? Because even the Rambam has to admit there is a reason to discuss Hilchos Pesach. Why? Said the halachas, because if you look at the Haggadah, right, the famous story, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who were mesubim b'nei brak, they were having the seder of b'nei brak, and they were talking about halachas. What halacha were they talking about? They weren't even talking about Hilchos Pesach. They were talking about the halacha of Kriya Shema, of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So obviously, even according to the Rambam, who does not mention the whole idea, the obligation to learn Hilchos Pesach, the Rambam has to hold that there is some sort of idea, maybe a kiyum, to go ahead and to learn the halachas of Pesach, and even something which is somehow distantly connected to Pesach. So you have to understand what the Rambam sheet is. And you know, the Rambam actually, as we mentioned, because of that sheet, just to prove the Rambam is not whole like other Rishonim, so the Tur and the Rush said that there's halachi not allowed to drink wine Pesach night after the Seder. Why? Because we're afraid if you drink wine, you're going to go ahead and you're going become drunk and become intoxicated, and you won't be able to be involved in learning Hilchos Pesach or elaborating on the Sipur of Pesach the rest of the night, because you'll fall asleep prematurely. So the Rambam also holds you're not allowed to drink. Let's look at the Rambam says. You look at source number 12. Source number 12, the Rambam discussing in Periches the halachas of the Seder, and really there in Periches he discusses the halachas of the Seder at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and he says the acharkach nimshach the suda, you get involved in the suda, eat what you want to eat, drink what you want to drink, and then at the every end of the meal eat the Korban Pesach and even a kazayas, and after you eat the Korban Pesach you shouldn't eat anything at all. And he says, and today we don't have a Korban Pesach, unfortunately, so we eat a kazayas of matzah, we don't taste anything afterwards. Why? In order that the last thing we eat should be the Korban Pesach, and therefore, or the matzah, that should stay in our mouth. And then in Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, and then you wash your hands, mayim achronim, you bench, you barach berachat hamazon, l'kol shlishi, you drink it, then you pour a fourth cup, and you say halel, and you say Birchas Hashir, and then you may, he says, and then Mubarak Bar Priya Gafen, the Eino Tom Achachlum called Laila Chutz Min Amayim. The Rambam says, after the fourth cup, you can't drink anything, except for water. In other words, according to the Torah, you can't drink wine, because we're afraid if you drink wine, you might become intoxicated. The Rambam holds a no. You can't drink anything. You can't drink oranges. You can't drink apple juice. You can't drink, he didn't have, you can't drink soda. All you can drink is water. All you can drink is water. What's the Svaras HaMachlokes? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav in the Mishnah Brura, in source number 13, source number 14, Shulchan Aruch Harav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, he says that after the four cups, he says the all the generations of Jews had a custom, because it's not mentioned in the Gemara, not to drink wine or anything else which is intoxicating, any intoxicating beverage, because a person has to be involved the whole night in Hilchos Pesach. He says, and therefore we're afraid if you drink, he says, you're going to fall asleep right away and you won't be involved at all. So according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, even if you're tired, you should be involved in some level, and maybe that's the reason for nirtza. We'll come to that in a second, what the reason for nirtza is. You know, nirtza is not necessarily a halacha. It's a beautiful thing. It's a very nice part of the Seder. I remember at my father's Seder as a child, so my whole family, after the Seder was over, Chasal Seder Pesach, Al Geffen, it all go upstairs, okay? Except for me and my sister, we would sing nirtza. My father would sit there and he would say Nirtza. He was a Litvak. He would say Nirtza. And someone told him, Lithuania, they used to say Nirtza. They didn't sing, they used to say Nirtza, Lithuania. And then he'd learn until we finished. But he says, the Rosh Lachar said, you should learn a little bit. What's the idea behind this? And then he says, so that's the sheet of the Rosh and the Tur. The Yesh Cholkanaza. And to those who argue, Va'omrim, Shemi Iker Adin Osu Lishtos Kol Mashka. He says you shouldn't drink anything. Kadesh lo yavor mipiv tamata shal vikoman chutz mimayim uchabiyotzi behen. And he goes, other things you can drink. If I remember correctly, I think my father might have said you could have tea without sugar. I'm not sure, but the Shulchan Aruch mentions certain possibilities. He says something where it's a very strong taste. He says you couldn't. You should be choshev of those words, and that's the Rambam Shita. If you look at the Mishnah Berura in source number 14, see, he explains Har Beit Ham Yesh Vazeh Aposkim Yesh Yekos. Some write the reason why you can't drink is because the mitzvah l'safer in the flows and the story. He doesn't mention learning Hilchos Pesach. And therefore, we want you to learn a little bit. For that reason, you shouldn't drink anything which intoxicates. And he says, and therefore, it only applies to intoxicating beverages. And the yesh to kosvu, and to those who write, he says that it only, we don't want you to look like you're adding on to the kosos, you have more than four cups. And the last reason is, we don't want you to get rid of the taste of matzah. And therefore, that would apply to any beverage. And that's the Shita Rambam. So we see, even in the halacha that seems to emanate from the halacha, you're supposed to be Misavjiz Mitzrayim, and therefore you shouldn't drink intoxicating beverages, so you'll be able to be involved in learning after the Seder, right? The Rambam doesn't hold that way. He says it applies to everything. He has a whole different reason why. So what I'd like to do is to try to understand what this halacha is all about, that you're supposed to be involved in Hilchos Pesach. I think it's very important. And then to understand the Rambam Shita also. Before I get to that though, I want to raise one more question. And that is that we know that there are four sons on Pesach night. We have the Chacham, we have the Rasha, we have the Tam, the Shendei Elisha. So the Rasha is the wicked son, the Tam is the simple son, Shane Lisho is the one who does not ask questions. And there's the Chacham, the wise son. We translated the wise son. I think back when I was a child, they used to see some English Haggadahs, they translated the Chacham as the doctor. All right, that was the, that's the way, maybe it was the Maxwell House, I'm not sure. Or the Manashevet Haggadah? What? Which one? A picture of a doctor. The doctor, it was a picture of a doctor. You know, that was the Jewish mother's dream, to have a doctor, a wise son. So the three of the sons are mentioned in Parashas Bo, and the fourth son, which is the son, the Chacham, is mentioned in Sefer Devarim, Perek Vav, source number 10. Let's look at that for a second. Perek Vav, Sukkim Chav through Chav Hei. Ki Yisholcha bin Chabachar Leimor, when your son will ask you tomorrow, and this comes right out of the Chacham, the Ben HaChacham, Ma Eidus V'achukim V'shvadah Shir Shiva Shavokenu Eschem. This is exactly the question he asks. And you'll say to him, Avadim Ilabar Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim Yad Chazaka with a strong hand, and Hashem performed miracles, and Moshen Gedolim of Mitzrayim, the Pharaoh of Chalveso Leinenu, and Hashem took us out, Nordinus Eretz Israel, and Hashem commanded us to do these chukim, Lir Shem Lakein, Latovlan, and Kol Yomim, Chesenak Yomazet, and Spir Shtaka. So this is the one bracha, one son which is mentioned in the Torah, is not really connected to Pesach. The other three sons are asking about Pesach. Here he's asking, why does Chukim? We're not talking about Pesach. But he's also mentioned the Haggadah. So why is the fourth son, or the first son, do we take that son from a place where the question isn't even focused on Pesach? So I'd like to answer all these questions. And I think in order to understand this, we have to look at source number 15. Source number 15 is the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes in Yoni Pesach, he asked the question, that we start the Haggadah, we say Yochol Me'Rosh Chodesh. That, a person might think that he has to start in Mekayim Mitzvah Sipris his Mitzrayim to begin telling over the story that is from Egypt on Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's a very big question. Why would you think? Why? And the Haggadah says, no, Tamalor Bayomahu, it has to be only on that day. If it's on that day, you might think even Erev Pesach. Says no, only eating matzah mor. So the Mefarshim obviously discuss why would someone think that it's obvious why someone would think that you can go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah of retelling the story on Erev Pesach. Maybe you want to start Pesach early, like we do sometimes of Shabbos. Maybe because that's the zman when we sacrifice the korban Pesach. But why would a person think that you have to go ahead and you could go ahead and you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Chodesh Nisan? There's a lot said, and I think the Sfas Emes has a different approach than I've heard from my father, certainly. So he says that he points out, it's a very important Sfas Emes. He says, L'chein k'siv bavur zeh. He says, bavur zeh. He says, why? Shehu hisgalus ha-gu'ula b'libos b'nei Yisrael. He says that on a hidden level, and we explain Rosh Chodesh also, he says because what happens this night has an effect on the whole year. And therefore what you do Rosh Chodesh Nisan will not have an effect in the whole year. But we do Rosh Chodesh Nisan might prepare us for Pesach night. But we learn Pesach night, when we retell the story, that has an effect on the whole year, the Sfas Emes says. And therefore it says, L'chein k'siv l'man tiskor, perish al day avodas lay l'zu, through the work, the avodah, the service in this night, will you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim leaving Egypt, kol yimechayecha. And the Zohar HaKadosh, Shiach, says that the Chometz, we know, represents the Yetzer Hara. So the Zohar says the Yetzer Hara is bad. So how come we eat chametz a whole year? We shouldn't eat chametz a whole year. Why is it? Why will I eat chametz a whole year? And the reason is because sometimes you have a certain chola, but sometimes you have a certain person. He has to get his blood pressure checked out. His blood pressure, is hovering. So he goes to the doctor every 3 months. And a few days before he makes sure he goes off salt. He goes off his sugar and he gets there. Blood pressure is good. It's hovering. So now that he went to the doctor and the doctor's blood pressure is good, he has another 3 months to enjoy himself until he goes back to the doctor the next time. He says, so this is obviously not the same thing, but sometimes if a person is very careful, they exercise a certain amount of time. So even a few weeks they don't exercise, they'll be okay. And therefore he says that if on Pesach night, Pesach we don't eat chametz, and Pesach we focus, and see it's Mitzrayim, it's going to affect us a whole year. And he says, "V'inyan hu ki bascholas kabolas v'malchus shemayim tzricha lekabel asol uvol ashrenth." And the truth is, I think I heard the same yisod. I'm not sure the name of my uncle, Reb Chaim. I'm not sure. When the Soloveitchik's talk, it's very confusing. Who said what? But I think my uncle Rishol Shurin Zichron Levracha. He was in my grandfather's shir. He said he never knew who was talking. Whether it was Reb Chaim, it was Reb Moshe, it was Reb Yashabir, because my grandfather quoted everybody. He never knew what was going on. So it's hard. But let's say, for example, we know there's a halacha of having kavana in the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, the first parsha of Kriya Shema, the first bracha Shema Nesrei. So someone says once you have in the first parsha of Kriya Shema, all of a sudden the kavana goes through. So the same thing Pesach night, when you have kavana Pesach night with Yetzias Mitzrayim, it affects you for the whole year. And therefore that reason, it has to be only Pesach night, because Pesach night has that strength that whatever you do should affect you for the whole year. And you might have thought, listen, if it's the whole year you can start Rosh Chodesh Nisan at the beginning of the year already. He says no, only Pesach night. But the idea of this Sfas Emes is what happens Pesach night affects the rest of the year. So I was thinking, but maybe this is the idea. Maybe, Pesach night It's a wonderful night. It's really, it's a wonderful night spending time with the family, the Seder, speaking about Emunah. It's probably, in the Jewish calendar, it's probably the most wonderful night of the year. Probably the most wonderful night of the year. The most special night of the year. He says, but the question is that you can't walk away Pesach morning and say, okay, it was a great Seder. L'shana haba, we'll come back, we'll discuss this again. Somehow or another, Pesach night has to affect you, and you have to show on some level how it affects you. And if you walk away from Pesach night and no change has happened, then we can't say we're making a mitzvah. But there was no purpose. What happened really? It didn't affect you in any way. There is a Maimer Chazal that the Chazal tell us that Masharoch Shivcha Liyam, what the maidservant at the Yamsuf saw, even the Nevi'im like Yecheskel and Yeshayahu didn't see. And they saw the greatest prophecies. The question is, we saw what Yecheskel and Yeshayahu have become. They've been, written down for centuries. We're learning from them. What happened to this maidservant Aliyam, and as a matter of fact, almost everyone else Aliyam? And the father said, because when they walked away from the Yamsuf, they forgot it. That's it. It was over. They saw the money. They're thinking about the money. They were complaining. He says, when a Jew goes through an experience, there has to be something afterwards. There has to be a day after. That's why there's halach, actually, that when someone comes to, by Korban Pesach, you're not supposed to leave. Motzi Chag Rishon. You have to wait till the second day to leave. Because it has to affect you in some level. How can you leave Yerushalayim right away? The Pesach Seder has to affect you. It has to go throughout the year. And that's what the Sfas Emma says. And therefore, it could be we could understand that that's the halacha of the Tosefta. What's the Tosefta Mechilta saying? If we go back to source number 2, source number 3, source number 4. Yes, what you do at the beginning of the night, that's Yivishis Mitzrayim. But even after that's over, even he says, Kol Alayla, the whole night. Or again, Kol Alayla. Or Ad Chatzos. What happens Ad Chatzos? You just can't say, okay, the fate is over, let's go to sleep. You have to show on some level, at least right then, that it affected you. And therefore, you have to be involved in learning. And it makes the most sense to be involved in Yom Pesach, whether it's Sipur or it's Halachos. In other words, the reason for learning Hilchos Pesach is not to reinforce the Emunah. That we did already. Chazal gave us a Seder, they gave us a Haggadah. But how do we show that it's reinforced? We show it's reinforced by learning afterwards. By saying we're not going right back to sleep. We're going to spend some time learning. And that's why there are these important halachas. So as I asked, how does reinforce the Emunah? The point is not to reinforce the Emunah. That was done already. That's the sefer, that's the story. The point is to show that it wasn't just an experience, we're moving on. The experience stays with us. And that's why I think that when you look at the Tosefta and the Tur and the Rush, they seem to speak about the rest of the night, not the beginning of the night. Why? Because the beginning of the night is very clear. That's because of Halacha to reinforce the Emunah. But what happens to the rest of the night? And that's why the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that a person has to learn, according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, you're medayik in his words, you try to understand his words, he's saying you should at least learn a little bit, and maybe that's nirtza. Why? To show that the experience has not left you. To go above and beyond. And that's why the Tosefta says, and the Mechilta, that Chayiv, there's an obligation. It's a dinder up on it. It's not mentioned in the Torah. It's not mentioned by this. It's not codified by those who codify the laws of the Torah. What's the halacha? The halacha is that a dinder up on it, that you're obligated to show that it has affected you. That is the shita. I would mention a story which has nothing to do with Pesach. Has to do with Shavuos. But I think this really emphasizes this idea. I mentioned this before. It's one of my favorite stories. Pesach, Shavuos morning, I was walking home with my father after learning the whole night. I was 17 years old. I spent the whole night learning. I was pretty proud of myself, actually. And my father, as I said, he says, he was Ish Halacha. Halacha was the most important thing. So as we're coming, we're about like a few minutes from our house, he says to me, Chaim, do you want to make Kiddush? So I said, no, I'm too tired, I want to go to bed. So he said to me, okay, just make sure you get up before Chatzos to make Kiddush, because you can't fast the half a day, it's Yom Kippur. So it was ready after daylight savings time, so I assumed that Chatzos was probably around 12:45 in Chicago. But that being said, I said, yes, I'll get, of course. As a 17-year-old, I'm not really sure. I really, you know, when I wake up. Okay, I went to bed. Got in the house at 11, 18, 20, went to sleep. And my father went to make Kiddush, of course. I was already somewhere else. All right? At, I think it was probably 11 o'clock. It was a beautiful day. You know, Chicago's the windy city, even though the wind doesn't come from the real wind, it comes from the politicians. But it was a windy day. So I had the windows open, and all of a sudden I heard a cold Torah come from the porch. I found it to be very strange, because the truth is, we did not live in a very religious neighborhood. The other Jew that was religious lived like a 2-minute walk down. So I ran to the window, and there was my father, learning, 11 o'clock. So I made a quick calculation in my mind. Said we got home at 8:20. He made Kiddush. My father was not a quick eater. I'm sure he didn't get upstairs till 8:45. I'm sure. So that means like 2 hours he slept. Like it blew me away. So I got dressed. I went downstairs. I said to Mav, I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm learning. I said, I realize you're learning, but you know, you learned the whole night. Like it's 11 o'clock only. So he said to me, you know, I learned from the Pesach night to ask questions. So he said to me, looks at me, he said, what do you think? He says to me, I learned the whole night to sleep a whole day? He said, I slept a little bit, I'll sleep tonight. That time I learned that by experience, that any experience is not for the moment only, it's what happens afterwards. So I went back upstairs and went to sleep. Actually, I went into bed, and then I said, you know, I really should get up and learn. I did learn. And actually, it's one thing I say I've learned from since then is always never to sleep a whole morning, shavuos morning. But that's the idea. The idea is that you have to take the experience with you. You know, there's my father always used to say that when it comes to Shabbos, he says, you know, Vayivarach Elokim es Yom HaShvi'i, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the seventh day. So he asks the question, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless the day? Okay, we understand you bless a person, you bless wealth. How do you bless a day? So he said, what does it mean to bless somebody? So he says, Avraham Avinu was blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ephraim and Manasseh were blessed by Yaakov. How are they blessed? Yaakov says, V'chol Yivarach Yisrael, every Jewish parent will bless their sons, Yisimcha L'kim K'Ephraim and Manasseh. What kind of blessing is that? Like, why do they care? Because the best, real blessing, there should be more of you, right? So he says. So Yaakov says, you'll be a lot of Ephraim and Manasseh running around. There'll be a lot of Shabbos. What does that mean? That every day of the week has to be influenced by Shabbos. Shabbos is not for Shabbos itself. Whatever Shabbos means—family time, resting time, being calm, bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu—whatever it means. You have to take Shabbos into the week. And the same thing, whatever you do, whatever a person does in life, a person goes on vacation. Is a vacation an escape? Or is a vacation something to say that he's appreciating what he has, his family, his spouse, her spouse? What's a vacation for? So if when you come back, you forgot the vacation, there's no reminder of the vacation, it was an escape. As Hillel said, he says, but what you do is you take it with you, so then somehow or another, that is a true experience where it affects you. Even after the experience is over. And that's what I think Pesach night's about, as the Sfas Emes says, and Chazal may possibly chayiv a din de rabbanon in order to show that it affected you on some level, that you're moving on with it. You didn't just forget. You didn't just forget about Yonim Pesach. That is according to most of it. And that applies after the Seder is over. What is the sheet of the Rambam? So the Rambam obviously does not hold there is an obligation to do this, because he doesn't mention it. However, he doesn't paskin like Tosefta, like the Mechilta, because the Bavli does not mention this, the Yerushalmi does not mention it, so the Rambam does not paskin that way. However, the question is, if the Bavli does, but how does the Rambam deal with the fact that it's mentioned in the Haggadah? In the Haggadah you have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, who were discussing halachas, and Rav Elazar Azariah itself was a little difficult because he holds that the mitzvah is only till chatzos. So all the mepharshim are going to ask, why is he up the whole night? So the one answer could be is that yes, because they were trying to show that the Seder was not over with the Seder. The Seder went ahead and the Seder of right, okay. That's one answer that was given. Well, that's one answer might have been enough. I'm saying something else. That's one of the questions they ask. He says, and says they weren't involved in halachas. They weren't involved in why? Because it's halacha to show at a certain point that the Seder on some level has affected you. And for this reason, so that's Shita Ruth. Why doesn't the Rambam mention it? So I heard from my father, in general, the Rambam in the Yad HaZakah only mentions those things that are an obligation. He doesn't mention anything which is a kiyum, which is a nice thing to do. Doesn't mention. Only halachas. So it could be that according to the Rambam, this is not a chiyuv, because otherwise he'd mention it. But this is a kiyum. It's a kiyum to show on some level that you are, that you're taking the experience. You're taking experience of Mitzrayim with you. And I think, and that's why it's interesting. If you look at the Rambam says, if you look at the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he says, source number 9, the Tchila Salayla. Not the end of the night, Tchila Salayla. In other words, the Mitzvah Sefer starts at Tchila Salayla. After Tchila Salayla, so you have Mekayim your Mitzvah. But that's the time you're supposed to go ahead and you're supposed to Mekayim the Mitzvah. And I think based on that, we can understand the Psukim in Devarim Perek Vav. We ask the question, why is it that when it comes to the Ben HaChacham, the question is a question that's asked in regard to the rest of the year, not in regard to Mitzrayim? And I think the reason is, for that reason itself, we have to understand that what is Pesach Mitzrayim? What is Pesach? Pesach is about the rest of the year. If a person goes ahead and he forgets what Pesach was the next day, the next week, so all of a sudden, he might have gotten a mitzvah, but what did it do for him? Anyway, if it's supposed to reinforce the emunah, you have to show it. And emunah is not just about emunah, it's about action. And therefore, Pesach night, and that's the reason why the Ben HaChacham is mentioned in the context of regular mitzvahs. Why? To point out that what the Chacham learns Pesach night, he takes with him throughout the rest of the year. That's the idea of Pesach. You know, in Valojin, in the Yeshiva of Valojin, so whenever they would have a mesibah, whether it was Hanukkah, whether it was Purim, in Pesach, so the halacha was, the minhag was, that they would go immediately after the mesibah to the Beis Medrash to learn. Why? The same idea, to go ahead and to show that when you experience something, when the experience is over, the story is not over. You're still going to go ahead, you're still going to continue, and you're going to go ahead and you're going to go ahead and try to learn from it. So Rambam doesn't mention this because the Rambam says, listen, Pesach night, he doesn't mention. But obviously in the Agada it's clear, there's some kind of Kiyam. And that's why the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that a person should learn a little bit. How was Knesset Yisrael? How did they incorporate this into the Haggadah? I think they incorporated this into the Haggadah into Nirtza. That's what Nirtza is all about. That's what, because if you look at, if you think about it, we sing Adir Hu, Kilonoe, Echad Miyodeya, Chad Gadja. Seems to be things that really have nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's even some in Haggam, some reason Megillas Esther, and based on that, says Shir Shirim, we spoke Labbin Asna Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the reason for all these in Haggam? The reason is because after the Seder is over, we have to show how it affected us. That is Pesach night. That's Pesach night. And for that reason, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person is obligated to be involved in Hilchas HaPesach in Yeshivas Yisrayim Achet Ben Hoshena. So what does it mean? It doesn't mean you go to sleep. You're not supposed to go to sleep. He says, when you start to become drowsy at that point, okay, now I'm going to go to sleep. All right? But it says a person shouldn't say, okay, Seder's over, I'm going to bed. A person falls asleep, he falls asleep. Why? Why is it in Halacha? Because a person has to go ahead and a person has to show at a certain level how he is affected by this experience. Just finish off, when the Brisker Haggadah first came out, so they quoted Rav Elbel, my father's uncle, the Brisker Rav, that he questioned that why is it when it comes to Shavuos night, the whole world, not the whole world, many people are so mocked that stay up the whole night, and when it comes to Pesach night, when it's Mitzvah D'Oraisa, right? Nobody takes advantage. So when I saw that in the Brisker Haggadah for a number of years, I myself tried to stay up a whole night Pesach night. It's very difficult to do if you don't have a tzibur doing it with you, and it becomes more and more difficult as you prepare for Pesach. I think once I started, I picked this up when I was still a young married and going to my in-laws for Pesach, so it was very easy, but once you start preparing for Pesach it became impossible. But I think the real reason is because the first night we learn because you're preparing for Kabbalah Torah, so the minute you learn a whole night. Pesach night, the reason you learn is to show that the Seder affected you. It's not an experience that it's over, experience is gone. So therefore, as long as you learn a little bit, it's okay. Chol harmavar eizem eshubach. I think the idea we learn from this is to show after the Seder is over, title that says taking the next level, I would say the next morning, is to show the experience is still with us, how it helps us, and somehow or another we have to learn from the Seder night how to incorporate into our lives that the Seder, whatever the Seder night is about, it's certainly about reinforcing Emunah, to reinforce our Emunah of Hashem. And certainly in terms of family time, whatever it is, take the next level, that's the Seder night, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be inspired by the Leil HaSeder.